Before I communicate the final role assignments, I share and review the information with the project team and incorporate any updates. I typically do this through a conversation, face-to-face, whenever possible. I want to make sure the person understands and accepts their role. I also want to hear their suggestions and feedback because they may have some additional information that can improve the role assignments. First, I review the responsibilities and assignments with the project sponsor. I focus on the sponsors' and key stakeholders' responsibilities. Depending on my sponsor's communication and information processing preferences, I either walk them through the actual matrix or I summarize and present the information into a different format for them. I make sure the sponsor agrees with their role with the proper deliverables, and we discuss any review and approval flows therein. We also discuss the role of the key stakeholders and the responsibilities of any steering committees. We refer to the project governance structure and verify that it still reflects the proper decision and escalation flows. I also ask the sponsor if I should review the matrix with any of the key stakeholders or if I can consider their roles settled. If the sponsor recommends reviewing it with the stakeholders, I set up those meetings on an individual basis. The discussions are very similar and focused to the discussion with the sponsor. After the project sponsor review, I share the matrix with team members. I find this conversation to be more productive on a one-on-one basis rather than in a group setting. When I review the matrix with a team member, I ask them to look at their role and let me know what makes sense, what is missing, and what is incorrect. I ask them to explain their feedback. This gives me additional insight into the team members' skills and desires. I also ask them to provide feedback about the roles and responsibilities assigned to the other team members. I have found that they are always happy to tell me what other people should be doing. I actually ask for, welcome, and incorporate this feedback. This is an excellent opportunity to uncover missing stakeholders, gain consensus from the team on their assignments, and minimize future conflicts due to misunderstandings about responsibilities. Once I am done with the reviews, I analyze and incorporate the feedback. This is all part of the iterative planning cycle. Sometimes I have to make updates to the project schedule or risk register based on the decisions I am making. Sometimes I may have to review the matrix with certain individuals if their roles change significantly. Finally, I'll consider the role assignments complete and finalized. I will then communicate the final assignments to the entire team. Sometimes I will wait until the project kickoff and present it there. Other times I will hold a quick team meeting and walk the team through the final matrix. Other times I post it to the project collaboration site or email it to the team. It depends on the project size, team location, and communication preferences. I do always share the entire matrix with the entire team. I have found that giving people the information about what they're doing in the context of what others are doing builds acceptance of assigned roles and reduces conflicts about responsibilities. A win-win.